This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran tells us about hypocrisy. And because we live today in a world of hypocrisy, and because of the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also was surrounded by hypocrites, especially in the Medina era, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to protect our faith, in order to protect our morale, in order to protect our iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us about the munafiqun. He told us about their characteristics, their traits. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also guided us through the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on how to deal with hypocrisy and hypocrites. First of all, is that hypocrisy, when you are surrounded by hypocrisy, and when there are hypocritical people, whether in the society, whether in the world, or even sometimes in your own family at times, it's a test of faith. It's really a test of faith. That's why in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He first talked about the believers, and very briefly He talked about the kuffar, but then very extensively He talked about the munafiqun. He talked about their traits. He actually said, "Fi qulubihim maradun." There is a sickness and there's a disease in their heart. In fact, when you see the hypocrisy in the world that we live in today, especially in the media and so forth, when you talk about the politicians and so forth, sometimes you wonder that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Fi qulubihim maradun," there is a sickness in their heart. At times we are still wondering, do they even have a heart or not? This is the world that we live in. So what can we do? Because wallahi, there are some who are, mashallah, very strong in their faith. But there are times where so many of our youth, and not only that, but so many of our adults, their iman can become weak. They can feel defeated. And they can feel that, where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where is the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So when we are living in a world of hypocrisy, and this will continue. You know, people say that, why can we not have a peaceful world? Why can we not have a world where everyone just is doing the right thing? That is not what dunya is. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us through his ahadith regarding the alamatu sa'ah, that we will live in a very treacherous world. We will live in a world where at one time, your word was your bond. But today we are living in a world that your word is no longer your bond. How many people have been cheated even after being given someone else's word? We find in the Quran also that when we talk about hypocrisy in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the hypocrisy versus today, it can be a little different too. The hypocrisy in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was primarily people who said they believe in Allah, but they wanted to see and witness the destruction of Muslims. They wanted to see this. Today you do find that manifestation of iman and so forth too. But at the same time, we find other types of hypocrisy. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. When these people, the munafiqun, Allah says that they have this nature that they go and they cause corruption. And when they are confronted, that why are you spreading corruption? Why are you spreading chaos on earth? They say that we're not spreading chaos. We're only spreading peace. We're only spreading democracy. We're only spreading peace to other lands. There are lands who don't have what we have today. We're trying to spread that. So the question once again is that, how do we maintain our affairs in a hypocritical world? How can you and I, we teach our children that, how do you maintain your faith and how do you maintain your affairs while living in a hypocritical world? Today, inshallah, I want to share with you four important, simple points, inshallah, that we can all keep in mind. Very first thing is, which I have already sort of alluded to, is that hypocrisy is inevitable. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was surrounded by hypocrites, but he never went after them, not even once. Never once did he rage war against them. Never once did he just exclude them from the community. Never once Did he ever say that you're not allowed to even come close to me? They were in the community of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, there were times where they would even join the expedition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the one thing we learn about the hypocrites in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the time came to give a sacrifice of money, sacrifice of life, these were the very first people to take a step back. But when it came to reaping the benefits, when it came to reaping the benefits of victory, when it came to reaping the benefits of the hard work that the Muslims have put in, they were the very first people who wanted to come forward. That's why in Hudaybiyah, they thought that they're going to lose their lives. So they said to the Prophet ﷺ, we're not going to go to Hudaybiyah with you. We're not going to go to Mecca with you. But when they saw the Prophet ﷺ is going to Khaybar, then they came forward right away. Because why? Because the Muslims financially benefited tremendously after Khaybar. But subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent down an ayat saying that anyone who did not participate in Hudaybiyah is not allowed to go in Khaybar. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah understands their hypocrisy. So point number one is that this is inevitable. We're going to be living in a situation like this. And by the way, there are times even when you talk about family conflicts and so forth, even in families we might find people who might have hypocritical traits. Once again, it's very important for you and I to know and understand that you and I don't have a right to call someone and say, this person is a hypocrite. Like, this is a hukum that you're placing on them. Yes, we can say that they have hypocritical nature. They have a hypocritical personality. They have hypocritical traits and characteristics. You can say that. But to say, especially towards a Muslim, that he is a hypocrite, he is a munafiq, that is a decision only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make. Number two is, when it comes to, just like you and I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to fight off and ward off the effects of the kuffar. And we see that how in the society that we live in, even in the current day society that we live in, and all the things that we see spreading in society, as a Muslim community, we took a stand and we pushed against the fitnas of our society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says that when it comes to the fitnas of the munafiqoon, it is equally your responsibility to ward it off and to push it away. You know, subhanallah, you'll be shocked that even in a world that we live in right now, especially with this whole Palestine and Gaza situation, subhanallah, there were Muslim scholars, so-called Muslim scholars, who took on social media, who went on social media and said that, you know, putting your money wherever you want it to go, and perhaps boycotting and engaging in a boycott is totally un-Islamic. They're trying to tell people that you have to follow the government. You have to do this and you have to do that. Yes, we live in a land where we have to follow the laws. There's no doubt about that. But we also have the autonomy to follow our own sharia also, to follow our own deen, where it does not contradict necessarily the law and so forth. And so we're allowed to do that. We're allowed to apply our deen and so forth. But in a time like this, in such turmoil, there are some people who took on social media and said that no, what the Muslims are doing and what the Muslims and how the Muslims are behaving in terms of their reaction to this conflict and this genocide that is taking place is totally un-Islamic. There are many things that are not un-Islamic. In fact, they are Islamic. It's absolutely permissible to do. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that we have to protect the mazlum. We have to stand on the side of mazlum at all times. It does not matter. Even in the case of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he stood by the mazlum even when he was a kafir. When the zalim was a Muslim and the mazlum was a kafir, even in that situation, there was a story when there was a Christian man who came from Egypt demanding justice because he was treated unjustly. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he stood by his side. Islam has taught us that we stand by the side of the mazlum at all times. And that is what we're going to do. But you see, once again, you find these kind of people. And our responsibility is that when we find hypocrisy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha al-Nabi, jahid al-kuffara wal-munafiqina waghlud alayhim. Just like we pushed off the fitnas of kuffar, is equally our responsibility to push off and ward off the fitnas of the munafiqun. When we see people who are causing destruction, calling themselves Muslims, but causing destruction to the Muslims, causing pain and just drawing unnecessary attention, and not only that, but trying to inflict pain upon the Muslim community. When it comes to those kind of people, you have to push them off. And subhanAllah, we live in a world today that those kind of same people who are calling themselves Muslims, but they don't have the right interests of Islam and Muslims in their heart, subhanAllah, they are the ones, you all know, they are the ones who are given the attention in media. They're the ones who are called on, and they are given the interview time. So that is why number two is, just like we push off the fitnas of kufr, we have to always push off the fitnas of the munafiqun, and we call them out the way it is. Number three, we have to always keep in mind when it comes to hypocrites, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if not today, if not tomorrow, one day, inevitably, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expose them. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed the munafiqun in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inevitably highlight their hypocrisy. And subhanAllah, we live today in a world where we're seeing exactly that. Now, finally, so many people are waking up. I've talked about this before, but now people are waking up. Now they're starting to see the hypocrisy, okay? Now they're starting to see the hypocrisy within the media, within the politicians. When they're talking about Russia and Ukraine, they can stand there in front of the PR and the press and sit there and cry, talking about children dying. But when they're talking about children dying in Palestine, their response is simply as one, this is a war, and in war even children can lose their life. It's blatant hypocrisy. And now, alhamdulillah, people are seeing that hypocrisy. So always keep in mind, when there are hypocritical people and they have hypocritical traits, Allah will inevitably expose them. There is no question about that. And number four, last point is, it can easily, for any of us, we can easily be drawn into hypocrisy. And we can be called to hypocrisy. Because a lot of times, being on the side of the hypocrites might be the easier thing in this dunya. But we have to always keep in mind, we will never ever stand with hypocrites. You never ever stand with people who say one thing and they do something different. Because we find in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a very similar situation in the story of Ka'ab bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When the Prophet ﷺ, he came back from Tabuk, and Ka'ab bin Malik did not participate in the expedition of Tabuk. And he came back to Medina, and it was the nature of the Prophet ﷺ that every single person who did not participate in the expedition had to come back to the Prophet and provide their excuse, why did they not participate in the expedition. The munafiqun came to the Prophet ﷺ. They provided lies. Rasulullah ﷺ knows that these are lies. He just let them go. Because why? خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a seal on their hearts. The Prophet alayhi salam is not expecting anything from them. He's not hoping anything from them. He just let them go. But then now came the turn of Ka'ab bin Malik. And Ka'ab bin Malik had a choice to make. Do I speak the truth and be honest with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and honest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or just like the munafiqun were coming to Ka'ab bin Malik and they said, just lie. It's not a big deal, just lie. Just make up any excuse to the Prophet ﷺ and just get away with it. You don't have to go there and say the truth. See, we went, we lied on the face of the Prophet ﷺ, and see, he didn't say a single word to us. He just let us go. Just lie and you'll get away with it. Ka'ab bin Malik radiyallahu anhu decided to stand on the side of truthfulness. And he spoke the truth. And he said the truth to Prophet ﷺ. And as a result, there is even a boycott that took place after that. I mean, the Muslim community, they stayed away from Ka'ab bin Malik for approximately 50 days. We know that this is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. But after those 50 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave Ka'ab bin Malik. And what did he say at the end? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. All you people who believe, always be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stand on the side of those who are the truthful people. Even 50 days, there were very difficult 50 days upon Ka'b bin Malik. But after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave Ka'b bin Malik and some of the other Muslims who did not participate. But what happened to the munafiqun? Yes, they got away with it initially, but there was no forgiveness for them eventually down the road. So that is why we learn from the story of Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu, never stand on the side of hypocrisy. No matter how lucrative and how appealing it may look like, we always stand on the side of the haq. And even if we suffer, just like in the story of Ka'b bin Malik, he suffered very briefly. If you and I, we have to suffer, because I will stand up for the haq, and I will speak the haq, and I will speak the truth, and so forth, let it be. But inshallah, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm standing on the side of the sadiqeen. I'm standing on the side of those who speak the truth. I'm standing on the side of those people who are not hypocritical. That's the side that you and I, we have chosen. So these are four things that inshallah that you and I, we can do inshallah, living in a world that we live in. And we always constantly make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the side of the haq. That's why this is a dua of the Prophet sallam. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa. وَارْزُقُنَا اتِّبَاعَ Ya Allah, show us the haq as haq and give us the tawfiq to follow it. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتِّبَاعَ وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه Ya Allah, show us the batil as batil and not only that, but give us the tawfiq and give us the ability to stay away from it too. So we should try to, you know, recite this dua or any other dua that you know best, but keep on making dua, keep on applying these things to the seal of the Prophet ﷺ, and inshallah, even if we live in a chaotic world, inshallah, we'll be able to maintain our faith and our iman, inshallah, for us and for our kids, inshallah. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Wa jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما